My husband was an engineer with Motorola, and we got transferred to the lab in Phoenix in 1956. I was not looking forward to moving to Phoenix, but we packed up our house, donated our winter clothes, and boarded a plane. By the time we landed at Sky Harbor, my stomach was churning because it was the first time I'd ever flown on an airplane. Phoenix was much smaller then, and the airport was surrounded by open fields. As I stepped out of that airport door, I nearly crashed to my knees with overwhelming stench. The air felt so heavy and thick with the most disgusting smell. It was a noxious, vile thing, almost with a life of its own. Then it hit me. Manure! What? I'd only gotten that smell in small doses before when I used to take riding lessons back home in Chicago, but this was something else entirely. It was like all of Phoenix must have been built on top of a layer of the stuff. It made me want to run back into that airport and sell every scrap of jewelry I had on just to get a plane ticket back to Chicago. My husband, never any good in those kinds of situations, just laughed at me. Said it was the smell of being in the country, and I'd get used to it. As we drove along Washington Street on the way to our new home, we saw what was creating that god-awful stench. It was coming from some kind of giant cattle operation right by the airport. Then my husband pointed out a restaurant right in the center of all those cattle pens. It made me wish more than anything to be back in Chicago, smelling the steak sizzling at Gibson's, not smelling a bunch of cows here in Arizona. I vowed never to eat at a place that caused me this much misery. But like my husband had predicted, after a few months, I eventually got used to the smell and stopped noticing it so much. It was around the same time that I finally got up the nerve to try the restaurant. And once I tasted that fresh prime rib, I didn't seem to notice that smell at all.